As we come to the Lord's table tonight, the Word of God says in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11 these words, "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when they face death." How do we overcome? It's the blood of the Lamb. There is no other source of forgiveness or eternal life save the blood of the Lamb. How did they overcome? It was the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When you go to the Old Testament, the most precious prophecy of our salvation is the Passover lamb. When they came and took the blood in a basin, and they wrapped hyssop together, and they painted the door. It was only then the death angel passed over, and Paul said, "Jesus is now our Passover lamb." The hyssop tonight is your tongue. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word. You must speak of the blood to know forgiveness. That's how you paint the doorpost of your heart. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth, then he'll be saved. It's the blood. There's no other way. No other way. We're coming to this table in just a moment to take the bread, the broken body of, and then the cup. And when you take it, you take it and hold it, and you take it individually, because you must receive Christ individually. Then we will eat it and drink it together, because that's the communion of the saints. It's what we've all done. But you take it for yourself. His broken body, his blood poured down. Let me give you four scriptures about the blood, and we come to the table. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Amen. Here, Ephesians 1 in verse number 7. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." You're redeemed. You're purchased. You can't buy yourself. You don't have enough money. You can't get good enough. You're not that good. You can't just get to 51.49. You just got to be better. You got to be 100%. The only way for redemption is through the blood. You got to paint the doorpost of your heart. You paint it with your tongue. You confess it. Number two, through the blood of Jesus, I am cleansed from all my sin. Not part, not some, all. All I have done, all I am doing, everyone I ever will commit. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies or cleanses us from all our sin." He cleanses you. My little granddaughter goes out with her chalk and writes all over our patio. We practice ABCs. We always start with K because her name starts with K. "Do you know this letter?" "Sure I do." She looks at me like, "Do you think I'm stupid?" I say, "What's this letter? What's this letter?" Then I make a W. That's my favorite one to hear her say. She's not just real plain with that word. It's her best letter. I come back out the next morning and all the letters are gone. It's rained in the night and it's all washed away. Let me tell you, friend, when Jesus died on the cross, that's what he did with every letter of your sin. He washed it. He purified it. He took it all away. And if you'll trust him, you're his child. Number three, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified. I'm made righteous, just as if I had never sinned. Romans 5, verse 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, there it is, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? I'm justified as if I'd never, ever sinned. And number four, through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God. Hebrews 13 and verse 12 said, and so Jesus also suffered outside the gate that he might make his people holy. Holy. Sanctifies the word there. He sanctified the people through his what? Blood. Through his what? Say that word.
Blood.
You're sanctified. You're made holy through his blood. Through his blood. It's the blood of Christ that makes us holy. I don't know when I've ever heard so much talk about Christians on television as I have this week. It's just everywhere. Are you one of these and are you one of those? And how do you act and who do you love and how's that work? I've read more stuff. The Washington Post, the New York Times, everybody's talking about Christians. What do they believe? It's not just because of Easter and Good Friday, of course, but because of cultural warfare. It's everywhere. Hear me, friend. No matter who you are or what you've done, when you come to the blood, it covers every sin. Every sin. All of them. Every one. And it also makes you sanctified. It not only forgives you, but it'll cleanse you of your sin. It'll make you different. You'll walk different. You'll look different. You'll be different. Through the blood. Through the blood. Through the blood. I was a teenage boy. Andre Crouch was singing. We had to go to the Huntsville National Guard Armory to hear him. He couldn't get in a lot of churches then, the 70s. He's a black man, you know. He sat down that piano, he start singing and swaying. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, man. I start singing. People next to me kind of scoot over and I just keep on, oh, the blood. I didn't care. Because the blood of Jesus said, wash my sins away. And dear friend, what he did for Andre, what he did, he'll do for you if you'll take your tongue as the hyssop and apply your confession. You must confess him. I'm going to give you opportunity to do that tonight. After we come to this table, we're going to give an invitation. And then after the invitation, I'm going to be out in the foyer. If you want to know Christ tonight, if you want to confess him tonight, there's a card there in front of you. It's your decision card. And you take that and you fill it out and you drop it in one of these black boxes. It's at the door. Just put it in there. Come bring it to me out there as people bring me their $1,000 check. Just come. They'll put their check in the offering plate. You put your hand in my, put your card in my hand. You see, your tongue is, how did they over? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word, you must confess him as Lord. No secret disciples, no undercover agents. You go public, just like you're about to go public, taking the Lord's Supper.